News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Commission of Inquiry into the events which occurred during the May 2010 operation by the security forces in West Kingston got underway Monday. The hearing is being held at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston and is expected to last for 3 months. At the end of the inquiry, the commissioners will compile and submit a report to the Governor General concerning the series of events which took place during May 2010. The report will also include recommendations for subsequent action by relevant authorities. The commission is chaired by retired Chief Justice and former Attorney General of Barbados, Sir David Simmons. Other commissioners are Professor of Political Sociology at the University of the West Indies, Anthony Harriot, and retired Judge of the Court of Appeal of Jamaica, Justice Hazel Harris. Plans are in place for the January 15, 2015 opening of the Moon Palace Jamaica Grand in Ocharia, St. Anne, being refurbished at a cost of $150 million. This was disclosed by the general manager of the resort, Clifton Reader, during a recent tour of the property by Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil and Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. Mr. Reader says the refurbishing of the property, formerly Sunset Jamaica Grand, is ahead of schedule and bookings for January 15 are already being accepted. Speaking with JIS News, Minister McNeil commended the management of Moon Palace for the treatment of staff since the takeover in September.
They've set up a foundation and put funds in the foundation for the benefit of the workers and the wider community. I think this shows real corporate partnership, corporate responsibility, and I really want to commend them for the direction they're going in.
The management has also sent 120 workers to Mexico for training in the Moon Palace culture. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the Auditor General and Contractor General will be provided with documents related to the purchase of the Orange Grove property in North Trelawney by the National Housing Trust, NHT. Mrs. Simpson-Miller made the disclosure while answering questions from Leader of the Opposition, Andrew Holness, in the House of Representatives on Tuesday.
All correspondence and documentation requested by the Auditor General and the Contractor General, which are the appropriate bodies to receive such submissions, will be provided to them.
The Prime Minister also noted that in contrast to figures reported to the public, the full expenditure by the NHD to purchase and maintain the Orange Grove property is $208,256,713. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says it is time for Jamaica to adopt the Caribbean Court of Justice as its final appellate court. He was making his contribution to the debate on the CCJ bills in the House of Representatives Tuesday. Mr. Bunting says the move to go forward with the bills is about much more than making technical adjustments to the country's judicial system.
Our people deserve to see us lead in this direction towards a national self-confidence and away from a belief in our own inferiority. I fully support these bills and call on all conscious parliamentarians to vote for the passage of these bills.
And the police have issued over 408,000 tickets to motorists for traffic offences since the beginning of the year. Head of the Police Traffic Division, Senior Superintendent Calvin Allen, says of the total number of tickets issued, over 130,000 were for excessive speeding, which has been the leading cause of fatal road crashes since 2012. SSP Allen adds that disobeying traffic signals, turning without due care, swerving, improper overtaking, drifting into the path of other vehicles, as well as eating, drinking, and texting while driving are other major causes of road fatalities.
Anything that distracts you from your attention on the road is something that is a no-no. And we are realizing that women are driving and are putting on makeup. When you finally engage that engine, it is a full-time job. Any slight distraction for even less than a second can result in fatality.
SSP Allen was speaking at a JIS think tank session. Those were some of the top stories making the news this week. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.